Hello?
Hello. Hi, this is Nikki calling from Local Splash. I'm speaking with Dennis.
Speaking.
How are you doing today, Dennis?
I'm good.
All right, sounds good. So yeah, I'm actually calling with regards to your scheduled line interview, and this call will take about 30 to 14 minutes. Is now still a good time for you?
Yep.
All right, so this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. But first of all, Dennis, I wanted to thank you for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. So our goal with today's interview is to collect key insight about your business, your services, differentiators, and goals so our team can drive the highest return for your investment. So first, I will verify your business details. Second, we'll define the real revenue opportunities, the services and keywords that matter. And lastly, I'll explain the Google Business Profile verification steps and outline our next actions together. And if ever you have any questions or clarifications, please do not hesitate to call me up and ask me, because I wanted to make sure that you'll be able to set up your account perfectly with me, okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Hey, aren't you supposed to ask me a security question?
Actually, I see it here that your security question is already set up with Matt, and you already signed the terms and conditions, right? So for the security question, that is for your protection. So anytime you call in to request any major changes to your account, our client services team may ask you for the security question.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, for the peace of mind, I see that you provided your mother's maiden name. So thank you so much for that.
So I'm gonna
go ahead now and proceed with verifying your business details to ensure accuracy. So if you hear anything that is inaccurate, Dennis, let me know so I can make those corrections, okay?
Okay.
So I got it here. Just let me know if I get your business name correctly or did I mispronounce it? That's Joao Electric?
Yes, Joao, yes.
Okay. And the address that I have on here is 1226 Hill Street, Kailua, Hawaii, 96734.
Yep.
All right. And is this a home address or an office location?
This is a home address.
Home address, I see. Are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes.
All right, sounds good. And will you be able to read to me your business license number and the expiration date? Is it handy with you right now? Just let me know if it's not.
Yeah, it is. The license number for our business?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is what you're, yeah, okay. It's our state license number is CT... 38.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Hold on.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. It start all over. It doesn't have a T in there. It's just C-38969.
Okay. That's C-38969. And you have the expiration date?
Expiration date is... maybe 2 years, 2 years, 26, 9/30/26.
That's 30th of September, 2026.
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much for this. And are you open to publicly display your home address? Will Google have a reward? Okay. Do you want to hide it, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and hide it for you. And I just want to make sure, can you receive mail at this address?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And later in the call, Dennis, I will be providing you with a call tracking number that your leads will contact you on. But for communications with Local Splash, can we still reach you on the primary phone number 808-788-9819?
Yes.
All right. And I just wanted to make sure that I got here your correct email address, and that's going to be joowowelectricllc@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And do you already have a business website?
Yes, we do.
Can you provide me your domain name?
It's joowowelectric.com.
That's joowowelectric.com. Let me just pull it up real quick to see. Okay, I see it now. With your phone number on it. And that leads me to my next question. Would you like us to go ahead and promote your website as is, or do you want us to create a new design that can maximize your book jobs?
Yes.
All right.
What is that? Oh, is that an extra? Is that an extra fee?
No, there's no additional cost for this.
Yeah, so my wife put together the website, and she was saying that we're having some trouble getting some kind of Facebook, like we're having trouble with it. So, yeah, we would definitely need some help with getting
that
going.
Like, what do you mean Facebook? Like linking your Facebook?
Yeah, something to do with that. I can't be certain.
Okay.
But we're having some issues with the website.
With the website. Okay. So for this, I see that your domain is under Wix, right?
Yes.
Okay. And for us to be able to go ahead and create a new design for you, it means to say, as long as you're with Local Splash, we can help you with a website design. But if ever you will cancel your service, it should go back to the original website that you have. And since we will be creating you a new layout for this on my site, we will need you to provide us your domain credentials. We'll be sending you an email for you to provide us for us to delegate access, provide us your domain credentials to get your site up and running. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So actually on the email, it will just ask you to give us your domain, which you already have, your register, where you purchase your domain, your username and password.
Okay.
Okay. So let me just send you the
email. Are you going to need that right away?
If you're not, if you can't provide it right now, that would be fine. You can provide it like on the weekends, whichever works best for you.
Well, it's just that my wife, handles that aspect of the business. She's not available right now, so
yeah, that's
we could easily get it, but just it's not available right now.
Yeah, I'm actually sending you the email so you can check it for your invite. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So it says credential needed to apply my site. So I'm noting it here. And would you like to have the ability to process your customer's payment directly through your website?
Yes.
Okay. To make this possible, Dennis, we need a couple of things from you. First, you need to make sure that you have a business PayPal
account. I'm sorry. Actually, no, we're not going to do that aspect of the yeah.
All right. Well, let's skip this right now for your website.
Yeah. Yeah.
No worries. If ever you do wanted to try the payment integration to your website, to your My site, just let us know so we can help you anytime, okay?
Okay.
All right. So call tracking, Dennis, is included in your partnership. So this is a Google-endorsed best practice for growth-focused businesses. So here's how it works. We provision a unique local number and promote it everywhere we market you. So every call to that number is tracked, recorded, and reported in your dashboard, so you know exactly which leads came from our work. You will gain insight into call quality and job opportunities, minimize spam, and enjoy unmatched transparency into return on investment. Calls route instantly to your local Splash app or the main business line, so there's zero disruption to your workflow. You can access your reports in the local Splash app using your primary phone number for secure login, okay?
Okay.
All right. And would you like to elevate your customer's first impression of your business with a professional voice greeting? For a one-time fee of only $19, we'll record and implement a brand quality greeting on your calls. You can request updates to your greeting at any time. Would you like to add this?
What would it say?
Okay, so before you hear a ring on your end, when your potential customers will try to call you, they will hear this. Hi, thank you for calling Joao Electric. We look forward to serving you. Please press 1 if you are a new customer or press 2 if you are an existing customer. So for the $19 one-time payment, we can use the sample provided, or if you would like to have your own message to be recorded, then our artist can record it for you, and you can always ask changes anytime.
Got it. What is the benefit of having that service?
The benefit of having this, aside from you sound really professional, you will hear a whisper message if the clients that are calling you is a new customer or if it's an existing customer.
Okay. And the benefit of knowing if it's return or, I mean, how does that work in the, for analytics or how does that improve the customer experience?
Actually, for most of our clients, we're having this really helped a lot for them, especially if, like, for example, let's say it's a new customer and then you would know on your lead that this one, you're actually be able to check on your lead through your dashboard, right? So
yeah.
You already have an idea that this is a new customer or the other one is already an existing customer that you can follow up anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we'll skip on that one.
Yeah, and you can always add it anytime if you'd like. You can think about it, okay? All right.
Okay.
That's no for now. And how about Google Workspace? Are you familiar with Google Workspace? Because I see that you already have a domain name, so I just wanted to know if you have a Google Workspace.
We probably do. My wife mm-hmm. takes care of all of this aspect of our business. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, she's not able to be here for this call.
Gotcha.
I cannot tell you that, yeah.
All right. So I just wanted to introduce Google Workspace for you. You can think about it. And because I see that you have an existing domain, right? And Google Workspace allows you to run your professional email, calendar, and documents in your own domain. So your domain name says joaoelectric.com. And with Google Workspace, Dennis, you can get an email that would match your domain for instant credibility. For example, can have an email that says dennis@joaoelectric.com. or info@joaoelectric.com, or even office@joaoelectric.com. So that would build immediate trust with prospects and enables your team to stay organized with cloud storage, secure file sharing, and collaborative tools. And we do have a starting price of $19 per month. That's per user. And if you'd like to add that to your growth toolkit, just let me know, or you can think about it. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, I definitely like that idea. I'm going to have to, let my wife make that decision, as far as how we're going to manage that part. We don't have any, we don't have a big team. That's why right now it's just my wife and I. Yeah.
All right. No worries about that. Actually, I'll note it here. So if ever my team will be able to speak with you, they can, remind you of this. But there's no pressure
And that's Google Workspace?
Yes, Google Workspace.
The domain name, or for the email.
Yeah, or I can send you the email so you can go ahead and check it.
Okay.
All right.
Please do.
Mm-hmm. And now we're going to identify your most valuable service, your keywords. So these are the terms that will connect you with ideal clients looking to hire now. So my research here, Dennis, shows that you do provide electrical services, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what's the number one service you want to win? Like which services are most profitable and which jobs do you want more of?
I would say electrical rewire.
Mm-hmm. Electrical rewire.
I would say EV charger installs.
Mm-hmm. EV charger installation. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then fan installs.
Fan installs?
Yeah. Fan.
Fan installation. Okay.
Fan installation. And what is another good one that we are having is kitchen and bath renovation.
Kitchen and bath.
I guess that would be rewire. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So the kitchen and bath renovation is going to be under rewiring, right?
Yeah, rewiring. Yeah, kitchen bath.
But,
and then circuit upgrades.
Circuit upgrades. Okay. So, how about
service,
this?
Service.
Service circuit.
Service. Yeah. Service upgrade. Yeah.
That's service, right?
Yes. Electric. Okay. I guess electrical service upgrade is what you could word it as, electrical service upgrade. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Just call it service.
Actually, Dennis, I've pulled up some top performing industry keywords for you. Let me know
if
you want to add or change any, because we optimize
for
all relevant services, but your main focus shapes your ranking and budget priorities. You will get an email with your personalized keyword strategy. Just reply if you want to make updates, okay? So, okay. Let me just try to do this real quick. Okay. So let me ask you first, do you want it to be found first with a keyword electrician or electrical contractor or electrical services?
Which one gets more hits?
Actually, we suggest electrician for you.
Okay.
Okay. So these are the keywords that I have, okay? We have electrician, electrical contractor, electrical services, electrical wiring, electric outlet installation, electrical fixture installation, electrical panels, electrical installations, electrical replacement, electrical repairs, main panel installation, and main panel upgrades. Are you okay with all these keywords?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to add the other keywords that you have mentioned earlier, okay? So you mentioned electrical rewiring, EV charger installation, fan installation, electrical service upgrades, and for the kitchen and bath renovation, am I going to add this, or does it fall under electrical rewiring?
Yeah, I think the EV charger is the one I like. The main panel upgrade would take care of the service upgrade.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So we don't need the service upgrade part.
I'll take out the bathroom renovations and the electrical service panel service upgrades. So are there any other services that I have not mentioned that you would like to add?
No.
Okay. Anyways, you don't have to worry. I will be sending you an email with all the keywords that we just went over. So if you want to go ahead and change any keywords from the list, or if you wanted to add more, you can reply to my email so that we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Got it.
All right. So now, just a few quick questions so we can differentiate your brand and fuel your digital marketing strategy. So my question for you is, can you tell me anything unique about your business or anything that sets you apart from your competitors?
Customer service.
Mm-hmm. Customer service is top tier, correct?
Yeah, top tier.
Okay.
Shoot, my wife is good at this stuff. we are believe it or not, communication, transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Communication and transparency.
Communication and transparency. That alone can set you up from your competitors. All right. Let me also add it here. Do you offer free estimates?
Yes.
Okay. Is this a family-owned business?
This is a family-owned business.
Okay. Is this locally owned and operated?
We are locally owned and operated.
Okay. I think we have a good start here.
Okay.
And how about... Yeah, on your website?
Our website, yeah, would have all of that.
Let me see. I'm actually checking your website also. And... Oh. I only see it here. Yeah, it says a family-run business committed to hard work, transparency, and delivering quality electrical services for your home business. Do you want to use this statement as your mission statement, or do you want me to read a few samples that we prepared for you? Because I'm going to ask you
if
you have a...
Yeah, read a few samples, please. Please.
Okay.
You're so a professional, so... Yeah.
Yeah, I actually prepared a list before I try to call you. So we have here at Jiwao Electric, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services. We also have here, the second one is at Jiwao Electric, we strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers. The third one is at Jiwao Electric. We provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism. The fourth one is at Jiwao Electric. Our mission is to perform for our customers the highest level of quality work. The last one that we have is at Jiwao Electric. Our mission is to focus on our customers' needs in order to provide the highest quality service. So, do you like anything from the list?
Can you read number two again?
Yes, the second one is at Jiwao Electric. We strive for honesty and fairness in our relationships with our customers.
Yeah.
Yes, let me know if you want me to go over.
What resonates most? What is going to resonate with a customer? We're supposed to already be quality.
Mm-hmm. For the customer service, you can have the third one. I can read the third one if you want about customer service.
Please.
It says here, at Jiwao Electric, we provide quality workmanship and customer service to maintain the highest level of professionalism.
Yeah, that's good. What is number one again?
The number one is at Jiwao Electric. We strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
That kind of sums up everything, huh? The first one.
Yeah. Do you like the first one?
Which one do you like?
Actually, I'm torn between the first one and the third one. But if you're comfortable with the first one, let's go ahead and have this.
Let's do the first one, yeah. It's hitting all the, I think, the key points, yeah. I like honesty in there because we strive to be honest and fair with our customers. Yeah, we want to make sure that they're not stealing. Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right. And how about the tagline? Do you happen to have one? Or slogan?
No. No, we don't.
All right. Okay. You don't have any... tagline, but I do have a few samples under your service. So let me see. Maybe you like something from the list that we have. Okay. So for you as being like electrician, we have here powering your world safely and reliably. We also have wired for excellence. We have here your trusted partner in power. We also have we bring the spark. And we have current solutions, bright results. We also have smart power, bright future. We have modern electrical, timeless reliability. And the last one is expert wiring, no surprises.
I like the modern and timeless.
Oh, the modern electrical, timeless reliability, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so let's have this as a tagline. And how many years have you been in business?
We have been in business 22.
Since 2022.
The Yeah, we're registered in from 22. Yeah.
Okay. But how many years of experience do you have?
16.
Oh, wow. Now, that's what we're talking about. The business started 2022, but you do have 16 years of experience. Amazing. So I'll note it here that way. Even though business is just like around 3 years, you do have the 16 years of experience. And how many people work with your company?
Currently, there's just three of us.
Okay, you have three for now. And do you work with residential, commercial, or you do both?
We do both.
Okay, let's do that. And what are your hours of operation?
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
That's 6 to 6 every day or Monday through Saturdays?
Monday through Saturday.
And are you closed on a Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. So that's 6 to 6, Monday through Saturdays, closed on Sundays. And what types of payment do you accept?
We're still figuring that out. We are looking to get our QuickBooks payment thing set up. So right now it's just we've been doing some QuickBooks stuff, but we're trying to stay with just cash and checks.
All right, we can do cash and checks for now.
Yeah.
Right. So now that we have your business info, Dennis, we do have two options for you. The first option is you will optimize your presence for quality leads from tap channels like Google, Facebook, and Yelp for no extra cost. And that option is the best that we offer. The second option is we can list your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories. So which option do you prefer?
What was the second one?
The second one is listing your company on an expanded set of 100 plus directories.
No, I don't want to go with that one. So the first one is with Facebook, Yelp, and Google?
Google, yep.
Yeah, we already have the Yelp page set up. We've been getting a lot of leads with Yelp. How would that, it would be a seamless transition from you guys taking the lead?
If you have a Yelp page, do you pay for Yelp ads or just the Yelp page? You only have Yelp page.
I think just the Yelp page. I think we pay like $15 a day to have the service.
Okay. Actually, if you do have Yelp page, we can optimize it for you for no additional cost.
Okay.
Yeah, I will just send you an email so you can check it with your wife, so you can add as an admin so we can optimize. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So I will go ahead and talk to you about that one later. But for your directories, are we going to work with the best option, which is the first option? Because the second option, I don't recommend the second option because it's not going to lead you to the right audience, actually.
Yeah.
All right. So let's work with the first one. And now let's cover your Google Business Profile, your key asset for booking high-value jobs. So your business is located in Kailua, Hawaii. So which service areas or specific cities or zip codes would you like to dominate, Dennis? Also, I would like to give my suggestion because I wanted you to have a better ranking on your Google Business Profile. And for you to have a better ranking, it is very helpful if you focus on a maximum of 5 cities or 5 zip codes. Do you think we could work on that?
Yes. Well, we only have one zip code. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes. 5 zip codes. So, Kaneohe, 96734,
967. That's 97. I'm sorry. What is it again?
96744.
96744. That's Kaneohe.
Yeah. 96734. That's Kailua.
And then Urban Honolulu. All of Urban Honolulu. I don't know what the zip code is over there.
Oh, you might say add just Honolulu? I can add the Honolulu.
Yeah, we want Honolulu, East Honolulu, let me get a map. Let me get my map out. Okay.
Yeah. I can add the Honolulu. Do you mean to add just the Honolulu here?
Yeah, because that is like, Honolulu has several zip codes.
Yeah, we can add Honolulu.
Like
8, so 1, you 6, won't have 1, to work 7, with the zip code.
Yeah.
Yes. I'll add Honolulu here. Right, so we have 1, 2, 3. What's the two other cities that you would like?
Hawaii Kai.
That's Hawaii Kai.
Get that zip code.
Okay, please.
Yeah. What's the zip code for Hawaii Kai?
I can have it here. Let me just pull it out.
Okay. Where would I find all the zip codes? What would
actually,
be the easiest way for me to be
You can check it through Google, but I'm checking if the zip codes of Hawaii Kai has more than one, or it does. It only have one.
Yeah.
So
let me Google
it. Oh, that's actually 96825. Let me see if that's correct. Let me see if I can add the 96825. Just let me know if you want me to add the Hawaii Kai that says here 96825, okay?
Yep. 96825. How many did we have? We had 96. We got the 44, 96734, 96825, 96821, 968. Shoot, I cannot read this map. 96.
Mm-hmm.
It's all Honolulu. Urban Honolulu. Honolulu has many zip codes. We had 96821.
Mm-hmm.
96816. 96816.
Okay, that's 96816.
Yeah. 9681. Is that an 8? Can I read this? Let me get back to that. Here, yeah, maybe this one's better. Okay.
We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Are you going to add more?
Oh, that's it. We got 5?
Okay.
Perfect.
Yeah, we have here 96744, 96734, 96825, 96821, and 96816.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to go ahead and have this for your target cities. And do you know if you have a Google Business profile?
Yeah.
business profile. I'm not sure.
Yeah, actually, before I try to call you, Dennis, I checked it online, and I didn't see any Google business profile under your business name. But that's nothing to worry. Okay? If you don't have a Google business profile, we will create and optimize it for you, okay? So, Google will require one or two verifications and chooses the verification method. It's either video, phone, email, or postcard, and your assistance is essential for success. So most commonly, Dennis, you'll verify with a short video tour, just show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management, and we will send specific instructions to make this quick and easy. Do you have any business cards or any signage?
We do have business cards. They're outdated, though. The QR code doesn't work.
Okay. But it does have your business name, your address. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that will greatly improve your chances of success with video verification, especially if you're service area business. And in the unlikely event that the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address that you gave me earlier. You can reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard. If you have any troubles with video verification, you can shorten the length of the video, and we recommend 1 to 3 minutes. However, it can be as low as 30 seconds. You can also lower the video quality on your phone if the video file is too large. But please make sure that you are in a location with a stable internet connection so that there will be no interruptions, okay? Yeah, do you have a question?
Yeah, can you say that again? Sorry.
Yeah, for the Google verification. The Google video verification. If you have any troubles with doing the Google video verification, you can actually shorten the length of the video. You can do it like 1 to 2 minutes. This is actually for the verification that Google itself requires, because there are 4 methods for verification, like video, phone, email, or postcard. But most commonly, Dennis, Google will really require for the video verification. And it's easier for you to be verified. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what do I got to do for the video?
Okay. So for the video, our Google team will be sending you specific instructions with it. So it's actually on the video tour. You just have to show your location, signage, equipment, and proof of management. But then again, we'll be sending you specific instructions. So it will be easier for you. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And to get your Google business profile verified, Google needs some information to proceed further. So we sent you an email titled Action Needed. Pictures needed for Google verification. So can you please provide us pictures of the following as soon as possible? Your tools or equipment, your work vehicle with license plate, your business license or insurance, your business card, business registration, invoice, and workplace. So to provide us with the required documents, you can either reply directly to the email or fill out the form included in the email, and we will be following up with Google and let you know if anything else is needed. Okay?
Okay.
All right. I will be sending you an email for this so that you can check it later.
Yep.
And you have a list of the things that you need to do. And one growth feature that we offer, Dennis, is the weekly Google profile post to keep you front and center in local search. You will be able to review and update this anytime in your dashboard. Would you like us to activate this for your business?
Sure.
All right. I wanted you to maximize what we offer, especially they can help a lot with the optimization. Anyways, Dennis, if you don't like what we do on a weekly basis or in our weekly post, you can always edit or delete it through your client dashboard, okay?
Okay.
All right. So let's talk about Yelp now. So you mentioned earlier that you already have a Yelp page. We advise that you keep managing your current reviews and content directly, but you mentioned that you wanted it to be optimized, so we will need admin access. We will need admin access so we can optimize your Yelp profile for a better lead flow. So I'll be sending you an email on how to add us as an admin to your Yelp page, okay?
Got it.
All right. And let's talk about your Facebook business page now. Do you currently have a business Facebook page?
No, this is what we've been having issues with, is getting that thing going with when we signed up.
Okay. Like, what happened? You're not able to create a business Facebook page?
I'm not, like again, my wife was taking care of this, but we've not been able to get it going to the provider that we, the service that we got. So.
Okay, actually, this is we're going to do, Dennis. The Facebook business page, you can actually create a Facebook business page from your personal Facebook, right? Because the Facebook business page can stand alone as it is. So before you'd be able to create a business Facebook page, you need to have an existing personal Facebook. For example, if you do have or your wife have this Dennis Joao Facebook, you can create a Facebook business page from there. It's actually going to be very easy. You just have to add your business name in the category to create a basic page, and we will take care of the rest. Because a Facebook business page is a foundational, creating your business Facebook page is a required first step for Facebook ads and foundational digital marketing. So as I've mentioned, you just need to set up a basic page. All right? Mm-hmm. And if you were having creating a business page before, or if you do have an existing business page that you don't have any access or whatnot, you can create a new one.
Okay.
All right. How about this? Since you will be checking it with your wife, do you want me to send you an email on how to create a business Facebook page?
Yeah, please.
Okay, but you don't remember having an existing Facebook business page? I just wanted to clarify.
I don't remember my wife. That would have been something that I would have remembered and seen. Yeah, for sure. I don't remember seeing that.
All right. So I think you haven't created one yet, but don't worry, Dennis. The link that I'm going to be sending you, since I mentioned to you earlier, right, that when you create the Facebook business page, it will be created through your personal Facebook. We will not be touching anything from your personal Facebook. Through the link that I'm sending you, we will only be working directly with your Facebook business page, okay? Because I see that you have Facebook ads as part of the package, right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so we need your Facebook business page so we can link the ads for your campaign.
Okay.
All right. So I'm sending you an email that says, action needed, create your Facebook business page. And if ever you have any questions when you and your wife go through all these emails, if you need help, you can give us a call. Okay?
Okay.
So we can assist you. All right. So I'm sending you an email for that. All right. And now I see that you have Facebook ads included in your strategy. Okay. Would you like to send specific images for or messaging for your ad campaign, or would it be okay for you to have a creative team to handle this?
The creative team.
Okay. So let me note it here that the creative team will handle this. And do you have a lot of photos that you can send, like pictures of your completed work?
Yeah, I have some, yeah, for sure.
Okay, if you do have some, we encourage you to send it to us so we can use it to your Facebook ads, to your Google Business profile, and to your website. And you can also upload it to your dashboard or app, whichever is convenient for you, okay? You can send it through an email, photos at localsplash.com, or upload it to your dashboard or app. All right. And, Dennis, there are three lead response method for the Facebook ads. We recommend using the form fill. It will give you better tracking, better quality leads, and ensures no opportunities are missed. The other options are calls or Facebook Messenger. But most of our clients running successful campaigns are using form fill. So which one would you like to choose?
Which one is recommended?
The one that is recommended, highly recommended, is the form fill. Would you like to have it?
Sure.
Okay. So with Facebook form filled, Dennis, your potential customers will fill in a form on your Facebook ad. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. So we recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. And these leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. Okay.
Okay.
And I see that, oh, have you received the Google Verified application form? Because it is important for you to fill it in as soon as possible.
I haven't checked it yet.
Okay. All right. So the email that we sent you that says Google Verified campaigns in Joao Electric. So if you have time later or on the weekends, you can fill it in and send it back to us, okay?
Yes.
All right. And I just wanted to confirm that you have chosen for Google Verified, that confirm the categories that you have chosen for Google Verified are electrical service and electrical contractor, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And our team is available.
I got so much distraction right now. Say that again, please.
Yes. So Matt left a note here for me that the categories that you have selected for your Google Verified are electrical service and electrical contractor.
Okay.
All right. And our team is available Monday through Friday, that is 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific. Is there a specific day or window that works best for you for check-ins, or shall we reach out if needed? But can we call you anytime if you have concerns with regards to your account?
Yes, you may.
Okay. And do you have a logo to showcase your brand?
We do.
Oh, yeah, I see it in your website. Okay. Will you be able to send us your logo?
Sure.
Okay, so you can send your logo. Let me just note if you have a logo. You can send it to us at photos@localsplash.com, or you can upload it to your dashboard or app.
Okay.
All right. So now, Dennis, you will see several important emails from us soon. First, review your keywords list and let us know if you want to add or adjust. Just reply to the message. And if you have project photos or logo, send them directly or upload them to your dashboard or app. We use only high-quality, copyright-safe images, so if your submissions are low resolution, we will add industry stock photos as placeholders that you can revise at any time. And do you approve of the use of stock photos?
Yeah.
Okay, we can use stock photos just in case that you can't send photos yet. Okay.
We'll be able to get some stuff going,
All right. But if we do need to use stock photos, we can use it, right? Since you approve of it? All right.
Yes.
Let me just note it here. And your client dashboard login, which you've already received, can be used to track calls, leads, search visibility, and complaint progress from anywhere on any device. And let's talk about the time frame and what to expect. So your online campaign will launch in phases, Dennis. Your ads will be live in 7 to 14 days, depending on documentation needed. Your directories and Google Business profile will be optimized in parallel, so you should see meaningful results within 45 to 60 days. So please check your dashboard for real-time updates, because your growth is monitored daily, and we'll meet regularly to review and refine the strategy. And also, Dennis, one more thing before I forget. I suggest that you work on your Facebook business page as soon as possible so our team can run the ads. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And as your business becomes more visible, you may get calls, even texts from scammers or competitors claiming to work for Google or offering unnecessary services for a fee. So if ever you're in doubt, forward those to us immediately and never pay for additional listings or services unless it's directly through Local Splash. And we want to schedule your first campaign review in 3 weeks to go over your early results and next steps. So what day and time would work best for you so I can send you a calendar invite as a reminder? So 3 weeks from now, Dennis, let me just pull up my calendar real quick. Okay, let me see. 3 weeks from now, that's going to be on the same day, Friday. That's 7th day of November. Are you okay with that, or do you have any other day that you would like to schedule?
No, that's fine.
And what would be the best time for you?
Let's do morning. Same time, 8 a.m.
Morning. That's 8 a.m. Your time, right?
Hawaii time, yeah. Where are you located?
We're actually California Pacific time. So let me just have this for you. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to do 8 a.m. I'm going to go ahead and add that to the calendar. You will receive a calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's 8 a.m. your time. That's 11 Pacific. Okay. And I see that you have a dedicated account manager. All right. Her name is Stephanie. And I want to bring her into the call so she can introduce herself. Let me just bring her in real quick. Okay. Just one moment. Hello, Stephanie.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi, Stephanie. I have Dennis here on the line. Dennis, I have Stephanie, your account manager, who will be your single point of contact for all the future campaign discussions and questions.
Hi, Dennis. How are you doing today?
Hey, we're good.
Awesome. So, yes, once again, I will be your account manager, and I'll be your main point of contact for any questions or assistance that you may need moving forward.
Okay. Stephanie, do you have an extension?
Well, there is no direct extension, but most of the time, if you're going to be calling, you will be redirected to me. If I'm not available, then you may be redirected to a different representative, but you can still ask for me if you would prefer to speak with me.
Got it.
All right. Anything else, maybe?
No.
All right, then. Well, I'm not going to be taking much of your time. I believe Nikki will continue the onboarding. Thank you so much. Thank you as well, Nikki. You both have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All righty. So, yeah, that was Stephanie Dennis, your account manager. She'll be able to help you all throughout if you have any concerns with regard to your account. Okay? All right. And after we end this call, I will do a test call to your call tracking number to make sure that it works perfectly fine. It's good to see if you'll be able to answer your first call on your tracking number, but please note that this call will show up as a lead in your dashboard. However, since I'm not actually a real prospective customer for you, it will display as a not valid lead. But you will still be able to review and play it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And this wraps up our onboarding. Thank you so much for investing your time. Your engagement sets you up for meaningful growth with Local Splash. But do you have any immediate questions or concerns that I can help you out?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got a silly question. Tried to log in to the Local Splash. I'm at the sign-in page. Did we have an account set up already? Username and password?
Oh. Yeah, your username and password. Do you mean your dashboard that you were trying to log in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we sent you an email. It says, welcome to Local Splash. You can see your username, which is your phone number, and your password. It's web media. So you can log in using that credentials.
Okay.
You want me to resend to you right now so it will be on top of your email?
Let me see if I have it. Yeah, he could resend it. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that's okay. I'm resending it right now for you to be able to check it.
Okay.
All right. Just let me know once you receive it, because I wanted to make sure that you're receiving the emails that I'm sending you, because this looks quite a lot. I'm actually sending you quite a lot of emails today.
Yeah, I've gotten a few. Okay.
I'm resetting it now. Okay. So on that dashboard, so it would be easier for you, you can upload the photos there.
Okay. Yeah, that's what we'll do. Yeah, I haven't received it yet. Anything?
Let me see. Let me just check that one. Oh, it was successfully sent here in my end. Maybe you can receive it in a while.
Okay. Got it.
All right. And also, when you log... Oh, one more thing. Have you downloaded your local Splash app?
No, we haven't.
Okay, I'm going to send you an email for that, so it would be convenient for you to download the app. And also, when you log in with your app, you just have to log in with your primary phone number, and it will send you a one-time passcode, okay, for your security login.
Yep.
All right. And let me just have it here. Do you have any other questions aside from that?
Nope. Okay, I got it. Yeah, username. Yeah, we got it.
And also, Dennis, in 5 to 7 days, please review the information submitted via email and SMS. If anything isn't accurate or needs updating, please reach out right away and we'll adjust it. Our support line is 877-635-6225. We are open from 7 a.m. to 4 Pacific, Monday through Friday. We are also available by email, SMS, or chat. So please feel free to call us back because we are here to help. If we can answer right away, we'll return your call the same day or by the next business day. So please watch your email and text for status updates and expect a follow-up call in a few weeks to review campaign momentum and opportunities. Thank you again for choosing Local Splash as your digital growth partner. We look forward in helping you take the lead in your market. But then again, before I let you go, is there anything else that I can assist you with?
Yeah, so Matt was telling me that he wanted me to go ahead and compile some of our previous customers to get help with the web presence. Am I giving that to you, or am I putting that into the dashboard?
Okay. So did he mean to say the potential customers that might leave reviews to your Google Business profile, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The previous customer and the reviews that they can get. Yeah.
Okay. So this is what we're going to do, Dennis. We'll be creating you your Facebook, your Google Business profile, right? And once it is going to be up and running, you will actually have a link of your Google Business profile where we'll be giving you. And you can send it to your potential customers that you already have, like target or who can leave reviews. Because having reviews on your Google Business profile is very helpful.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what Matt is actually giving you, like a heads up or a reminder.
Okay.
All right. And yeah, is there anything else that I can assist you?
Oh, that's it, Nikki.
All right. And also, Dennis, one more thing, because I really wanted this to work. We really need access and all the information that we sent you via email. So if you'll be able to check on that and work on it as soon as possible, then that would be best, okay? Alrighty.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your time and give my regards to your beautiful wife. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.